So then we also have graduation coming up. That's really exciting. What's all the deal with that?
So graduation is May 27th at the Curtis Coldwell Center in Garland. It starts at 7, and then it'll probably take a minute because we have like 600 seniors.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, so we'll probably be there till about 10 o'clock if I had to guess.
Am I crazy, or did we have like over 700 freshman year?
Okay, so that's kind of thing that's like iffy about it is, one, you have a lot of kids that come in and come and go.
Yeah.
And then you have kids fail out, so they're no longer classified as seniors.
Right.
But then also I've heard that like on our transcripts it says we have like 681 kids in our class, but then there's like 50 kids tied for 681. Like they all have the exact same GPA.
Oh.
And so even though it says that there's so many kids in our class, there's so many kids tied for that same place that it's not like registered or not like counted in the actual count.
Yeah, why that place in particular?
Because it's the bottom.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Everybody's tied at like the minimum GPA that you can have to be still classified as a senior.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
And how many people are y'all allowed to bring?
Nine.
And we're not allowed to purchase extra tickets, right?
No, there are no extra tickets to purchase. If you know somebody who's only using like two, you can have some of theirs. But like they divided how many seats there are by how many kids there are graduating.
Yeah.
So there's like no other seats to buy.
So think of all the people that are going to be there. That's a lot.
Well, because there's going to be a good bit of people, but then there's also going to be people who don't use all of their tickets, but also don't give them to someone else.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
There's going to be a lot of unused tickets, which sucks for the people who have a lot of family that they want to come with.
Yeah.
But
how are they supposed to do it? You know, it's just a lot to figure out.
Like you can't be like first come first serve, because then you can't, like if there's people who just don't have the access to it or just don't get the code, then it's not fair to them that they didn't get
the and you end up with like one person with like 20 tickets and one person with no tickets, and it just doesn't work.
Yeah, so they just try to make sure everybody has.
When are we getting our tickets? Do you know that?
I believe we are getting them.
It's like May 20th, right?
I think it's either when we do our senior cord meeting or May 20th. It's one of the two. I just don't remember exactly which day. But it's like the last week that we're here.
So make sure, everyone, make sure you come to the meetings.
Oh, yeah. Also, seniors, the meetings do count towards your attendance. And if you don't show up to the meetings and the grad practices and all of that, you will not graduate.
So show up.
Yeah,
that would really, really be awful.
I knew someone last year who didn't show up because they thought they didn't have to, and they almost did not walk the stage. They had to stay after. They had to like come in during school for like the last 3 days of school that they weren't even supposed to be here to make up their hours.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I have also heard like if you're in band and you haven't paid one of your like meals, because we have meal plans, if you haven't paid one of them, that they're like $8. You don't get to graduate.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
If you have any unpaid fees, like for example, like if you have Chromebook fees unpaid,
library books,
if you have library books, or like if you have charges on your lunch account, like any of that, if you have any fees that you need to pay back to the school, you can't graduate until you pay them.
Yeah. So make sure you pay your fees.
Yeah,
it's very important.
Everything.
Could you imagine not graduating over $8?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And
there's a couple of times that they don't realize that they didn't pay that one thing, especially when it is such a small balance. They just don't get told about it until like the day of graduation, and then they're like, "Oh, okay."
I feel like that's something that they should like tell seniors about.
They try to, but things get, when you have 600 plus graduating seniors, it's really easy.
There's a lot of band kids. So, yeah, that's true. That's very true.
How was your senior lunch day with Miss Arledge?
So fun.
So fun.
Y'all took pictures. I saw your baby pictures. Y'all looked so cute. So if y'all pass by C4L, y'all see their little baby pictures. So cute.
Yeah.
And what did y'all do that day?
We took pictures in downtown Roy City, and then we moved over to Abuelita's for lunch and had lunch together.
It was really good.
And then we all decided that with our leftover time, we were going to drive to Crumble and go get Crumble. And then we went shopping.
Oh, that's fun.
By our coded time.
So we obviously ate really fast. We had someone who'd never had an enchilada.
Yes. Really?
Did.
Who?
Did. Should we name drop? Yeah.
That's the crazy. Name was dropped. You just didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't harass people for not having had enchiladas.
Caitlin.
What?
And how many seniors are there this
Eight.
Year?
Eight.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
And I'm the that's only fine. Year three. So
really?
Caitlin's the only year three. Usman is the only guy. There's a lot of onlys.
There are a lot of onlys.
So seven girls and one guy, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And then our field trip that we had yesterday, we had tons of fun. Do you want to talk about that?
So we went to a retirement home to help out the people there with their technological issues. Actually, the first woman I talked to, she had come downstairs and then went back upstairs to get her laptop. And then when she came back downstairs, she was like, I'm looking for the girl I was talking to. And I was like, that was me. And she had just completely forgotten who I was.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, I was the one you talked to. Don't worry.
I got to talk to a really cool lady who was, she was one of, like, really, really early Southwest Airlines employees. So I think she said she was number 124, which is crazy because now the numbers are six digits. So, like, she knew the original founders and stuff, and she's writing her autobiography about it for her daughter. So she's writing about, like, since childhood, she's doing one for each person in her life. So, like, her son, like, when he was born all the way up until now, I guess, like, her sister. It's really, really interesting. She's not getting it published, she said, it's just for her daughter.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it is.
Afterwards, we went to a park to eat lunch.
We had like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Somebody got sick.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people did not eat lunch. We played at the park.
We did play. A lot of us, there was a like merry-go-round thing, and we had like probably 20 people on that thing at one point.
Yeah.
It was so bad, but it was so fun.
I felt like I was going to fall off.
Oh, I was grabbing the center of that, like, no tomorrow. I was like, I'm holding on for dear life because it was literally just me, Natalie, and Nadia on there at one point, and we had eight people spinning, three of us.
Oh, my gosh.
I was, like, hooking my arms around it so I couldn't fall off because I was like, if I don't, I'm going to fall.
And all of y'all are, like, really light, yeah. So it's like... Oh, my gosh.
I was looking at y'all, and I'm like, I'm not ever getting on. I was like, no, absolutely not. It's too scary.
That, and then I did, and then I didn't want to get off.
Well, we had somebody who did it three times and got sick after eating ice cream and Cheez-Its for breakfast and then was surprised.
I told her not to get back on.
I did too.
Stubborn.
And then, so after we went to the park, we went and jumped at Urban Air. I keep wanting to say Above All because where I used to live, that was the trampoline park. At Urban Air, which was so fun. We got to see Artlist do a flip.
It was really fun. We played dodgeball.
Sorry, the disc, something happened to the recording. So if it cut off a little bit, that's why. Do you want to continue, Delaney?
Yeah, I was actually late this morning because I turned off my alarms. Because I was like, dude, it's Saturday. And then my mom wakes me up and she was like, why aren't you getting ready? And I was like, because it's Saturday.
To record.